Whoo, here we go. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Leave for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into a little gaming conversation. Well, I'm going to talk about a little bit of E3, but nah, I'm not going to talk about that too much. All I know is that most of it was a little lackluster at that. All I know is that Nintendo wound up saving the day because it was looking pretty bad. You know, everything going on in the Nintendo Switch right now is looking pretty good. I mean, even though I haven't played that in a while, and you know, I'm playing my girl's system and everything, so it's just like, yeah, it's pretty trippy. But damn. And what else? Nothing really going on in the Bandai Namco circuit, so other than the fact that Kazuya Mishima is actually from Tekken is actually going to be in Smash Brothers, so it's like, yeah, wow, guys, no anime stuff. The only good thing that we're getting out of that of this year is that Demon Slayer is coming out. So Jesus Christ, man, it's been like lackluster at best. But other than that, we just, a couple days ago, I wound up seeing gameplay for Streets of Rage 4 for all the, for the DLC characters that are supposed to be coming out for Mr. X Nightmare. And I've been talking about the individual characters from Estelle, Max, and Shiva in individual segments that I've done on my channel. But I think, to me, like, and seeing how they all are playing, it looks pretty good. I mean, everybody has their own unique individual style. You know, Estelle's got the police tactical style, where like ground and pound. You know, she even got flashbangs, and you know, uses tasers and flashbangs and weapons. And her special is that she calls out to the car, to the police car, just like how they used to do in Streets of Rage 1. That's pretty off the hook. I don't mind that. That's actually dope. Keep that same energy, you know what I'm saying? That's actually cool. And, you know, Max coming back with his glory, with his moveset and everything, and like the little added move style that he has. Like, he seems to be a lot quicker than Floyd, how I noticed in like in the gameplay. But I mean, considering the fact that, you know, Floyd actually has metal arms, and you know, Max is just, you know, he does that little charge, his little thunder charge and everything, and like, you know, that little bounce off the wall to do the little body slam, that's pretty sick, I'm not gonna front. I like how, like, most of the characters, like Adam and Max, who hasn't really been in the game in, like, years, their movesets have actually been very unique, and how, like, doesn't feel too different, because you haven't seen them in a while, so, like, most of the stuff that they do would be, like, how they would have done it back in the day. So, you know, because Max has only been in Streets of Rage 2, just like Adam was only in Streets of Rage 1, so you haven't really seen them in quite a while, and I'm not even talking about playing, like, the remakes and the fan-made versions, even though I have to play those eventually. But, yeah, I mean, oh, and then there's Shiva. You know, Shiva, I don't need a weapon, I am the weapon. I mean, just the fact that he won't use any, like, pick-up knives, and they're, like, he'll pick it up, he hits it, and he bounces in the air, and he hits it back at you, which is dope as hell. So, it's like, he's not using the weapons, like, you know, picks it up and beats you or slash you. He kicks it in the air and knocks it back. That's pretty dope. And just his moveset alone, like, I don't know, that one it kind of reminds me of the Raging Demon that Akuma does. Like, he shifts right through, and then you get, like, multiple hits and everything. I think a lot of people go after playing Shiva than anybody. Because, like, right now, I think the mains, like, if anything, normally my main would be Adam. But, like, a lot of people are probably gunning for, like, Shiva and everything. But, honestly, I think my main person that I would play in Streets of Rage for Mr. X Nightmare, the DLC, when it comes out, I think I would play Estelle, maybe. Because, honestly, it's like, she is one of the original brand new characters next to Cherry and Floyd. So, you know, like, we haven't seen, like, pretty much everybody else who's already on the table, other than those three characters, they're brand spanking new to the franchise. So, honestly, I feel that it would be probably, I mean, and then just the fact that Estelle looks dope. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love the animation and I love the designs that they have for the characters. And now you're able to, like, swap out the colors, like, you know, palette swap and change out the colors to make them different looking and everything. That's going to be hardcore. I can't wait for that, man. And still, we haven't even got when it's going to drop, when it shows up. Look, I'm fine with that. You know, didn't hear anything about, we didn't hear a lot about, like, what Dot, MU is actually, like, when their release dates for, you know, Mr. X Nightmare, or, hell, not even frickin', Shredder's Revenge. That's a trip. I didn't hear anything about that either. Maybe I might have missed out on it, but either way. But something about Dot MU, when they kick out some dope stuff, when they kick out some stuff. Oh, and Dot MU is actually doing Metal Slug Tactics. Oh my god, that looks dope. And keep in mind, Metal Slug is considered an SNK property, right? If I'm not mistaken. If somebody is, leave that in the comment section. But if anything, I'm understanding that Dot MU is connected to, well, isn't Windjammers also connected to SNK as well? And they did Windjammers 2, and they sponsored Windjammers 1. So, I mean, if anything, I think if they got those two properties, man, look, I don't mind seeing them bring back Garou: Mark of the Wolves. And Lizard Cube already did a Lizard Cube wound up doing a little art style of Rock and another brand new character that was supposed to be on Garou: Mark of the Wolves 2, but Mark of the Wolves 2 got canceled, even though they have all the sprites available online that you can actually see of who was gonna be in it. Like, you even see, like, Joe Higashi's trainee who's learning how to fight in kickboxing and everything. Dude, it's sad, dude. I'm sorry. That was just sad. Eh. And if, woo, man, if Dot MU, if they make a fighting game, dude, I think to me, honestly, that if Dot MU makes a fighting game, and if they, by the grace of God, that if they manage to get them to do, if they're able to do Mark of the Wolves 2, or any Fatal Fury, oh my God, I could only imagine how that would be. And, like, look, they already have this thing to where they keep everything quiet, so they don't give a release date, they'll just say later this year. And that's what Mr. X Nightmare's whole thing is, that, look, it's supposed to come out later this year, so fine, I'll take it, I'll fucking take it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just gotta be patient, and, like, you know, you can't rush excellence, you know what I'm saying? So you can't rush greatness. And, man, I can't wait. That's going to be exciting, man. I can't wait. But, damn. Ah, But, well, at least we could, I mean, unfortunately E3 didn't do so well. Everybody all wants a freaking Dragon Ball, a brand new Dragon Ball game. Look, also, I gotta give props to Kakarot, dude. That, the Trunks Saga on there, that is fire, bro. That is mad fire. I can't wait to really get endowed in it. And, like, keep in mind, I think that is one of the reasons why I wound up starting, like, seeing that come up, and I've really started to play Kakarot and really give it a serious try. Because right now, it's like, everybody's sitting here worried about, oh, we're not getting a new Dragon Ball game. Why? Why do we need a new Dragon Ball game right now? They still need to clean up Xenoverse 2. I mean, hell, Xenoverse 2's been giving us crappy-ass DLC and everything, and, you know, they're starting to do things in pockets and layers and whatnot, but honestly, it's like, they need to really, like, buckle down and give us the content that we want, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why would you want to, why would I want a freaking Xenoverse 3 when they left Xenoverse 2 incompleted, you know? And it's been going on since 2016, actually, you know, finished product. Dimps, get yourselves together, you know, Bandai Namco, buckle down on that shit. For real, for real. But either way, man, like, I mean, all we get is Tekken, Kazuya from Tekken on Smash Brother, Smash Brothers. I was like, damn, wow. And then some sort of, like, survival horror game that's on Bandai Namco. Like, who cares? We want anime games. We want all of that. We want fighters. We want beat-em-ups. You know, like, this is what I do. I like beat-em-ups. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to start doing my gameplays of beat-em-ups on the hardest levels as much as possible. So when you guys do, like, you know, check it out. I'm going to be on the PS4. So when I upload, yeah, I'm going to be doing my rage plays. So I might get frustrated and play on the hardest level, and I'm gonna probably be a rookie at it. So either way, you guys, I just wanted to say that and get off the hook real quick, just letting you know, you guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and support the podcast on Anchor FM, where you can also listen to it on Spotify. You can listen on to other 10 platforms, Castbox, you name it. Also, check out all the cool merch that I'm rocking right now. This is the Face for Radio merch. Also a part of the Late for the Party store on spring.com. Yes, that's me. That is me. Yes, the Madman Harry La Brea. That is also who I am. But also, like I said, you can check it out on spring.com, the Late for the Party store. You can check out all the cool merch. I will leave a link in the description once I upload everything to my social media. So, that without saying, I am out. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry La Brea, signing off. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.